Hey, it's Anne with Spirit River. Today I'm talking about the importance of really maximizing your downtime. And with that, I'll have a part two on Thursday. But today I'm just going to talk about the importance of having downtime for your psyche. It's just sometimes I have found that I get caught up in all the things that I want to get done. And I carry that right into the weekend, right into Sunday. And pretty soon I'm working Monday through Sunday. And when you don't have downtime, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, Jane a dull girl. So what happens is you don't have any time where you're free mentally. And you start to just become less and less efficient. And what I found over time is that as I really become great at honoring my downtime, where when I've slotted downtime, I do not start working in it. I really enjoy that and I maximize it. And then when I come back to work, I'm refreshed and I'm ready. I got this training from a father who was exceptional at this. On the weekend, first of all, he never worked when he wasn't working. Maybe a couple times I saw him bring something home. But typically when he was with us, he was with us. And on the weekend, for example, while other families were coming home early on a Sunday so their adult parent could get ready for their Monday of work, my dad would be coming in with us. At the last moment, we would all go right up to bed. He would go to bed with my mom and he'd wake up in the morning, he'd be gone when we got up. So, and when his vacation time started that day, we packed up and we left for camping. And we wouldn't come back until the day before, the night before, the afternoon before he was going to have to go back to work the next day. So I just was taught by a master how to work hard and play hard and take advantage of both. Because when you do the playing, when you really unplug, you really let go, you really put your work on the side. And same with an idea or a project. If you're working on it all the time, it's going to wear you down. So today's lesson is next time or throughout this week or in the next few weeks, when you plan downtime, take it all the way. Take it and discipline yourself to really maximize it. So when you come back at the end of that time, you're super fresh. And just take some notes on it in your mind. Take some mental notes on the difference between when you let your work drag into your downtime or when you're really, really disciplined about honoring yourself and giving yourself the downtime. What happens as a result of that when you get back into the flow of your work? I'd love to hear on the Spirit River community page on Facebook or in my Instagram for Spirit River. I'd love to hear your thoughts about taking some really saturated downtime. With all my love to you and great wishes for incredibly fulfilling downtime.